Part 3 of Legendland by Varius, as retold by Lioness, recorded for LibriVox.org by Curtis Klein. How Saint Piran Came to Cornwall. Some 1600 years ago, so tradition tells, there lived in the south of Ireland a very holy man named Piran. Such was his piety that he was able to perform miracles. Once he fed 10 Irish kings and their armies for 10 days on end with 3 cows. Men sorely wounded in battle were brought to him to be cured, and he cured them. Yet the Irish grew jealous of his power and decided he must be killed. And so, one stormy, boisterous morning, the pious Piran was brought in chains to the summit of a high cliff, and with a huge millstone tied to his neck, his ungrateful neighbors hurled him into the raging billows beneath. This horrible deed was marked as the holy man left the top of the cliff with a blinding flash of lightning and a terrifying crash of thunder, and then, to the amazement of the savages who had thus sought to destroy him, a wonderful thing happened. As man and millstone reached the sea, the storm instantly ceased. The sun shone out, the waves and the wind died down, and peering over the edge of the cliff, the wondering crowd saw the holy man, seated peacefully upon a floating millstone, drifting slowly away in the direction of the Cornish shore, some hundreds of miles to the southeast. Saint Piran's millstone bore him safely across the Atlantic waves, until at length, on the 5th day of March, it grounded gently upon the Cornish coast, between Newquay and Perranporth, on that glorious stretch of sand known today as Perran Beach. Here the saint landed, and thus, taking his millstone with him, proceeded a little distance inland and set himself to work to convert the heathen Cornish to Christianity. He built himself a little chapel in the sands and lived a useful and pious life for many years, loved by his people until at last, at the great age of 206, he died. Then his sorrowing flock buried him and built over his grave Saint Piran's Chapel, the remains of which you can see today hidden away in the sandhills of the Penhale Sands. Although Cornwall can boast many saints, Saint Piran has greater right than any other to be called the patron of the Duché. To him, the Cornish in the old ways attributed a vast number of good actions, among them the discovery of tin, the mining of which has for centuries formed one of the chief Cornish industries. This came about, according to the old story, from the saint making use of some strange black stones that he found to make a fountain for his fire. The heat being more intense than usual one day, these stones melted, and a stream of white metal flowed from them. The saint and his companion, Saint Chiwidden, told the Cornish people of their discovery and taught them to dig and smelt the ore, thus bringing much prosperity to the country, the story of which eventually reached the faraway Phoenicians and brought them in their ships to trade with the Cornish for their valuable metal. Good Saint Piran has left his name all over the wonderful country southwest of Newquay. In Perranporth, with its rocks and caves and glorious bathing beach, in St. Piran's Round, that strange old earthwork not far away, in the parish of Perranzublay, which means Piran in the sands, in Perranwell, near Falmouth, and even farther south, in Perranenthone, which looks out across the waters of Mounts Bay. But although memorials of him are to be found over most of South Cornwall, it is the district of the Piran Sands where he landed, lived, and died, that is thus his true home. There, where the soft Atlantic breezes or the fierce winter gales sweep into the Piran Bay, you may look out over the dancing sea towards Ireland and America, and nothing but Atlantic rollers between, or wander amid the waste of sand dunes that comprise the Piran Sands, and breathe in health with every breath you take. Perranporth is on the edge of these sandhills, which stretch away northeast to within 4 miles of Newquay, all within 7 hours' journey from London. End of How Saint Piran Came to Cornwall. Recorded by Curtis Klein, Hagerstown, Maryland. Xcast.hostfury.net.